Good morning and welcome to our service online. We're going to go through a few announcements this morning as we kick off our service. First one is graduates for bulletin insert. If you have a student graduating from high school or college this spring, please let us know their name and the name of their school they are graduating from. For college students, we would also like to include the location of the school and the degree they are graduating with. If you could email April Haig at the church email address by Thursday, April 23rd, we'd like to have that in our bulletins and be able to share that with all of you, rather in the email or in our bulletins. Also, there will be youth group tonight on Zoom at 6 o'clock. If all the youth want to pay attention to our youth page on Facebook, we'll send you the link and you can join us there at 6 o'clock. And then we will continue to do online services for the next week, and then be looking for an email as the elders will meet and make plans for starting in May. So if you have any questions, you can call the church. Again, we're open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to about 1, and you can also reach any of us pastors on our cell phones. Our call to worship this morning is in Psalm 63. Psalm 63, verses 1 through 4 says, O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary. Behold your power and glory, because your steadfast love is better than life. My lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. In your name, I will lift my hands.
Again, good morning. We are grateful that you are tuning in, whether it being live or sometime throughout this day. We're going to sing together number 460. We'll ask that you, if you'd want to join us at home, that'd be wonderful. All the way my Savior leads me, number 460. All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, cheers me, winding path I tread, gives me grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul athirst may be, gushing from the rock before me, though a spring of joy I see. Gushing from the rock before me, though a spring of joy I see. All the way my Savior leads me, oh, the fullness of his love. Perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When my spirit, clothed immortal, wings its flight to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus lead me all the way. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way.
Thank you all. I pray that you've been doing well throughout the weeks, knowing that as time has gone on, it's gotten pretty long, I'm sure, with the routine that we have. Just a couple of prayer requests that have been sent my way. We pray. We'll be continue to pray for Andy's Uncle Dan. He's been part of our prayer list, but he has been diagnosed with COVID-19, knowing that he has had some heart issues, been in the rehab part of the nursing home, and he has contracted COVID-19. And so we will pray for Andy's Uncle Dan. Also, received a call from Dale and Ruth, and they have a new granddaughter. Tara and Joe welcomed into this world Prairie Rose. She was born 2:21 a.m. yesterday morning, 8 pounds, 10 ounces. So we rejoice with that addition to the family. We continue to pray for Brenda's friend Brenda and her ongoing health issues. Also for George and for Anita. Anita has made a wonderful turnaround. She is doing quite well and anticipating moving her to a different part of the nursing home. So we'll continue to pray for Anita as well. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and for the sun outside. It does feel a lot more like spring. And we continue to pray for those that are calving, lambing, that you would watch over their livestock, for the needs that each one of us has, whether it be because of livestock prices or commodity prices. We know that you are in control of providing for us. We thank you that you provide daily, not just for the physical needs we have, but for our spiritual needs as well. Father, we lift up these requests. We pray for Andy's Uncle Dan, that you would heal him both of this virus, but also from his heart issues, that you would strengthen him, protect him. And we know the family has the same request. We ask that you would give them peace of mind and heart, that you are in control. We also lift up Prairie Rose as she comes into this world, that you would keep her healthy, both her and Tara, for the family as they welcome a new addition. We just ask that you would continue to knit that family together. Father, we are grateful for new life. We also lift up Brenda's friend Brenda and her health issues, but also her need to know you as her Savior. We know that is truly the greatest need she has. But if it is in your will that you would also heal her body so that you pave the way to have her receive Jesus as her Savior, that is our prayer for her. Father, we also lift up George to you, that you continue to strengthen him. May you watch over his life. Thank you for the legacy that he has given us as a church and for his family. And we pray for healing. We also pray for Anita, that you would be an ever-present help. Thank you that her daughter Julie is able to be here this weekend, and that you would help them to have a great time together and continue to heal and strengthen Anita. We also lift up our missionaries to you. We pray for Reuben and Susan as they minister in Grenada, and they are in lockdown as well. And the limitations they have with shopping, they have communicated quite a bit to us this week of what it looks like to try to get the necessities of life. We pray for patience in the waiting of lines, for the availability of grocery products, but also we lift up their school as the uncertainty, they're getting ready to start another quarter, and the funds to continue operating for the continued pay of teachers, that is all needs to be provided by you. Father, we also think of our own state and the country we live in, that we are chomping at the bit to return to normalcy. And so, Father, I pray that you would give wisdom to our elected leaders and safety for those that are on the front lines. We thank you for our healthcare workers, for our first responders, that you would continually protect them through this time. For those that have contracted this disease, we ask for healing, for walking with them through this time. And for the rest of us, we thank you for how you provide. We pray for those that have lost jobs or had hours cut, and they're looking at their bills and wondering how these needs going to be met. We ask that you would step in. Father, we pray for our elected leaders. Give them wisdom for both our city leaders, our county, our state, but also our national leaders. Help them to put aside the partisanship to do what is best, first and foremost, from your hand and your wisdom, but also what is best for our country and not for political gain or political points. Father, I thank you for our time that we can have together, that we can worship together, not only here in our building with the small group gathered, but also wherever we are at. Father, may we truly sense your peace and your presence as we go through each day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's worship together this morning.
Come, now is the time to
something I've been thinking about this week is about being comfortable. We like to make ourselves a comfortable life, and people ask, are you living comfortably? But how are you with your faith? Are you comfortable with your faith? I think to be comfortable in our faith is a really a dangerous place to be, because you know, we're either moving towards God or moving away from God. But we can't stand still in our relationship with God. And we find a comfortable chair. We like to sit back and relax a little bit. But that doesn't work with our faith. We got to be always growing, pursuing it. But just to sit back and sit still, it doesn't work.
When heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. The Word became flesh and the light shined among us, His glory revealed. Living, He loved me. Dying, He saved me. Buried, He carried my sins far away. Rising, He justified freely forever. One day He's coming. Oh, glorious day. Oh, glorious day. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on a tree. Suffering anguish, despised and rejected. Bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. And that ill nation stretched out on a tree. Took the nails for me. Living, He loved me. Dying, He saved me. Buried, He carried my sins far away. Rising, He justified freely forever. One day He's coming. Oh, glorious day. One day the grave could conceal him no longer. One day the stone rolled away from the door. Then he arose over death he had conquered. Now is ascended, my Lord evermore.
Death could not hold him. The grave could not keep him. Rising again, living, He loved me. Dying, He saved me. Buried, He carried my sins far away. Rising, He justified freely forever. One day He's coming. Oh, glorious day. Oh, glorious day. Trumpet will sound for His coming. One day the skies with His glories will shine. Wonderful day, my beloved one bringing. My Savior Jesus is mine. Living, He loved me. Dying, He saved me. Buried, He carried my sins far away. Rising, He justified freely forever. One day He's coming. Oh, glorious day. Oh, glorious day. Glorious day. Oh, glorious day. Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower, let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have.
Shout to the Lord.
Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Nothing compares to the promise I have.
Heavenly Father, we do thank you so much for the promise that we have in you. We thank you for the privilege to worship you. We thank you for the gift of your love, the gift of your Son, and the way that your creation proclaims your majesty and your wondrous work. We thank you for the beautiful day today. And we thank you for the opportunity to worship you, even though we can't do it yet in the way that we're accustomed to. We thank you for the ability that we have through technology to join together in this way to worship you. We pray that you'd be with our time now as we look into your word. We pray that your truth would be proclaimed clearly and that we would seek to continue to be faithful witnesses for you as we go about our daily lives. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.